One of my friends, when I was young, he was a refugee from South Wales, and his name was Ronnie Pierce, and his uncle was the station master at Woodleford Station. And so I used to go and play down at the station, and we went in the booking hall, and I went to his house, and it was just exciting for me. And a lot of trains just used to go shooting through. A few stopped at Woodlesford, but I remember standing on the platform and how it used to shake when the trains were coming, you know, with the weight and the movement. For me, it was exciting. I was only 8, 9 years old.
Tell me about going to school then. What can you remember about Woodlesford School?
First of all, I had to walk round the rhubarb field and over this that used to be a quarry but was now filled in and had elderberry trees and things. You were quite safe. No one would bother you. I remember my mother took me the first time, but after that I was on my own. I started off in the infants. I had to stop going when the war started, and then I restarted, and I did enjoy it there. One or two of the teachers were very nice. Some were a bit strict. I remember, now this is about Ronnie Pierce and me. This is Ronnie, my South Walian friends. I remember one year it was snowing, and when we came out of school, we were bursting for the toilet. We weed in the snow, and next morning we were called up in assembly to go to the front and own up to weeing in the snow. So we were naughty boys. But it was good fun while it lasted.
Can you remember the teacher's name?
Yes. One was called, now I don't know whether it's Stowe or Toe, Miss Toe, Miss Toe, or Miss Stowe, I don't know, and Mrs. Thompson. Yeah, they were okay. And I remember in the infants, we all used to have a little bed with an animal embroidered on the corner. In the afternoon, we had a little sleep for about an hour. And I remember taking my writing to the teacher to show her my letter O. She said, oh, that's a beautiful letter O. It's so round. You know, I said, these things you remember 80 years later and you remember, oh, God. Anyway, then we graduated to the top school. The headmaster was a big fat guy. I thought he was a bully, and he had a big heavy ebony cane stick that he used to cane you with if you did anything wrong. And I once did something wrong, and he gave me the stick on my mind. My mother was up at the school like a shot, played bloody hell with him, and told him what would happen to him if he touched me again. You know, the sort of thing. But the teachers were okay. There was a Miss Gledhill. She was Jewish. She was very nice. She was our form teacher. She was a good teacher. And a Mr. Doman, who was the art teacher, he was very good. He had a loud, noisy voice, and he did a lot of shouting. But he was good at heart.
What can you remember about the lessons?
Arithmetic, for a start. Our class teacher was a Miss Menzies, or Mingies, as they say in Scottish. Miss Menzies, she was quite an older woman, always taking rennies and breaking wind. But we had, first of all, we had an ink monitor who would come and put ink in the, you know, the ink had to be mixed, and he poured it at each desk. The desk were in pairs with a metal frame and a wooden top for two people you could lift up, and the ink monitor would come and fill the ink pots each day. There was a milk monitor, because in those days we got free bottles of milk. So the milk monitor's job was to go and get the milk for our class and give it out. And it was great in winter, because when it was frozen, it was like ice cream on top. Well, it wasn't ice cream, but it was ice flakes. So there was ice cream. Oh, as far as books were concerned, they didn't have a school library like they do now, with hundreds of books. Each class had a set book, and you took it in turns to read. And the poor sods who couldn't read, who had difficulty, they must have been tortured. I mean, for some of us, it was okay, we could read it. I mean, when I was a boy, we used to get comics, not comics like Beano and stuff, but The Wizard and The Adventure and The Hotspur with stories in. And we used to read those avidly, and we could read, no problem. So when it came to school, we had no problem reading. But some of the kids, they had no books, they had no comics. They found reading was torture.
And did you have to read aloud in class?
Yeah, read aloud, one person at a time. And for those poor little devils, I felt sorry for them. And of course, they didn't pass their 11 plus anyway, so I lost touch. But and they would leave when they were, what, 14, maybe? I don't know.
So there was quite a lot of different abilities amongst those.
Yes, yeah, it was a full range.
And it depended on whether you could read, really,
more or less. Geography, we had one, just one, visual aid, a world map, mostly coloured pink, for the British Empire. That was it. There were no other wall charts, no other pictures, just that one wall map. Arithmetic, the teacher, Mrs. Menzies, used to write the sums on the blackboard with the chalk. They had blackboards and chalk in those days.
And then did you write it down in a book yourself?
Then you did the answers in a little book, yeah, and it was marked.
And how many would there be in a class? 20 or 30?
About 30, I would think. Exactly, but about 30, yeah. All in sitting in double desks.
What was the discipline like?
Oh, there was no problem. I mean, if you were naughty, you got sent to Mr. Wright and he'd give you the bloody cane, unless your mother came up and played hell with him. There was no discipline problem. And then, of course, PE. We didn't have a gym. We didn't have a hall to do PE. If we did PE, it was out on the yard, which was sloping tarmac down to a wall at the bottom. We do games like in teams, and you bend over and you send a ball through your legs and it go to the bottom and the back person would run to the front with it and start again. That kind of thing. Or what we call physical jerks, where the teacher would do things like lifting your arms or shooting your legs out or whatever it was. But in winter, now that was a different kettle of fish, when it was frosty and there was a frost on the yard which was sloping down to the stone wall at the bottom, we make slides. We take a run and slide down here. If you were stupid, you'd hit the stone wall at the bottom with your head, knock yourself unconscious. But fortunately, I never did that. But sliding down those slides, it was dangerous. But that's what we did. Oh, and the toilet, the boys' toilet, I don't know about the girls' because I never went in it. The boys' toilet was a little brick-built place at the bottom of the yard. You had to go down the yard. So when it was playtime, we all rushed down to the toilet, see who could wee highest up the wall. Yeah.
And did you go outside the school with the teachers? Did you go on trips or anything when you were at
school? Not the primary school, no. Right. Not till we got to grammar school.
Right. And when you were young, did you travel very far away from the village for holidays and things?
When I was very young, of course, my father was away. My earliest memory was that Auntie Ethel, that's the eldest of the brothers and sisters, her husband was a butcher, and they had I wouldn't call it a caravan, it was fixed, a kind of building near Filey, Primrose Valley it's called, near Filey. And I remember, I think it was 1947 the first time. So I would be, 12. And Uncle Billy, he had a van. And he took us to Primrose Valley to stay in the caravan for a couple of weeks. In those days, there was not much else there, only about a dozen permanent caravans. Nowadays, it's an enormous, huge caravan park. But in those days, it was just fields. And they were building a Butlins holiday camp then.
So that was your first holiday then?
That was the first holiday.
Did you go into Leeds with your mum very much?
Yes, well, I went into Leeds several times. I mean, I had to go into Leeds, for example, to Rawcliffe's, to get my Rothwell Grammar School uniform.
Right, but when you were younger, you didn't go backwards and forwards to leave?
Once or twice, on the bus.
They go on the bus?
Oh, yeah, there was a bus. There was a West Riding bus, or there was a B&S Bullocks bus that went into Leeds. And we get on the bus and go into town. Or sometimes we go to Castleford. We didn't go to Wakefield much.
But where did your mum and your granny do their normal shopping?
A fella used to come from Castleford Co-op once a week with an assistant, and he'd make a list of what we wanted, and it would be delivered. It was a bit like, you know, like Tesco now, when you get it delivered next door. And if it was hardware, oh, there was another fella with a lorry, a fella called Varley, and he had everything you wanted, hardware, ropes, candles, oil, anything you wanted for the house, not food, but everything else, and you could buy it from him in the street.